Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Jude Pellissier, and today I'm with my guest, Pat. Say hello.
Hi Pat, I'm Jude's friend.
Today we're going to be telling a couple of scary UFO stories. The first one is a case that happened recently, and it was taken by the military when they were flying. They were driving and they saw a crazy UFO, and it honestly looked like a black blob. They got a picture of it, and the image was the video released from the Defense Department's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program in 2004, an encounter near San Diego between two Navy FA-18F fighter jets and an unknown object. They never have found out what it is, but I'll play you the quick video so you can hear what they saw. Before we continue to our scary stories, here's a word from our sponsor. Here's the released footage from the defense team, and you might not be able to hear it that good, but this is the real footage, and I'll tell you what we're seeing. Here's the video. So right now there's a white thing. There's a whole thing.
Crazy.
Still the black thing, and it's just riding
and it's
going.
That's not real, that's not real, but it's rotating.
It's rotating right now.
What is interesting, we wanted to go back and check that out sometime.
Yes.
Let's see if we can look at that again.
Yes, so, no one knows really what it could be, but, no one can figure out what it was, but the U.S. is still trying to find out what it was, and everyone just, it's pretty crazy, you know, and basically it was on the FAA radar, and like, it was insane, and yeah.
I know, really, what now, and it was all moving around like that, it's not like,
it wasn't just standing in the, still, and it was 120 degrees, or it was 120 miles per hour wind up there, and it was flying against it fine, and it was rotating and stuff, and the guy, I'm glad just didn't shoot at it, because who knows what that thing was, and another thing about it is, well, guess what? Like, if that was a UFO or something, that UFO could have, like, creamed that guy. Our next one comes from the USS Nimitz encounter. On November 14th, 2004, the aircraft carrier USS Princeton noted an unknown craft on a radar 100 miles off the coast of San Diego. For 2 weeks, the crew had been tracking object that appeared to be 80,000 feet and then plummeted to hover right above the Pacific Ocean. When the two FA-18F fighter jets from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz arrived at the area, they first saw what appeared to be a churning, boiling water in an oval shape underneath the surface. Then, in a few moments, a white tic-tac shape object appeared above the water that had no visible marking to indicate any engines, wings, or windows, and infrared monitors didn't reveal any exhaust. Commander David Fravor and LT Commander Jim Slate and Strike Fighter Squadron 41 attempted to intercept the craft, but it accelerated away, reappearing on radar 60 miles away. It moved three times at the speed of sound and twice the speed of the fighter jets. They never found it again. Our next one is the O'Hara International Airport Saucer, and this happened in 2006, so 1 year before I was born. On Flight 446, was getting ready to fly to North Carolina from Chicago's O'Hara International Airport.
I've been there.
Oh, you have? Nice.
Several times.
So the international airport. When a United States Airlines employee on the Tamarack noticed a dark gray metallic craft hovering over gate 617. That day, November 7th, 2006, a total of 12 United employees and a few other witnesses outside the airport spotted the saucer-shaped craft around 4:15 p.m. The witnesses... It says... The witness said it hovered about 5 minutes before shooting upward, where it broke a hole in the clouds, enough that pilots and mechanics could see the blue in the sky. The news report became the most read story in the Chicago Tribune's website to date, and made international news. However, because the UFO was not seen on radar, the FAA called it a weather phenomenon and declined to investigate.
Makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder what happened.
I know.
And here, the Steinsville sightings. This will be our last one. In a small town of Steinsville, Texas, 100 miles away from Dallas, it mostly was known for its dairy farms. But on an evening of January 8th, 2008, dozens of its residents viewed something unique in the sky. Citizens report seeing a white light above Highway 67, first at a single horizontal arc, and then vertical parallel lines. Local pilot Steve Allen estimated that the strobe lights spanned along a mile and a half wide, traveling around 3,000 miles per hour. No sound was reported. Witnesses believe that the event was a reminiscent of the Phoenix Light sightings in 1997. While the U.S. Air Force revealed later that it was just a couple of F-16s were flying to the Brownwood military operating areas, just southwest of Steinsville. Many townspeople didn't buy the exclamation. They believed what they saw, and it was too technological. Advance for the current human abilities. And that's it today for the Strange and Paranormal. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Please scare your friends with this episode, and I hope you liked it, and I hope you were scared.
See you next time.
See you next time. And I hope you were scared.